The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. Please note that everything you hear in this podcast is my own opinion, not the view of Forvis Mazars. Thank you, as always, to Forvis Mazars in South Africa for making Ghost Rap possible. And we are now at the halfway mark of the year, and what a year it's been. US politics have been at the forefront of market movements, along with ongoing conflicts, of course, in the Middle East in particular. Gold has continued to shine, and there are even strong positive movements in platinum, if you can believe it. Many commodities, though, outside of those two, have had a very tough time, putting downstream pressure on other players in the value chain. In the consumer sector in South Africa, the main trend has been an uptick in credit sales, facilitated by retailers with more advanced credit services than before, and of course the ever-growing popularity of Buy Now, Pay Later, or BNPL, which appears to be exploding onto the scene in South Africa. This is a serious disruptive force for banks because providing credit at point of sale is just so much more powerful and arguably more dangerous than extending general credit lines. This will be an interesting trend to watch. Our interest rates have remained frustratingly high in South Africa, although this has contributed to a stronger rand versus the dollar. The rand has strengthened by over 5% against the US dollar on a year-to-date basis, although we cannot unfortunately say the same for the rand against currencies like the Great British Pound, for example, where we've gone the other way. A weaker dollar amidst inflation concerns, as well as an overall worry around the concept of US exceptionalism, as well as the trade war, of course, have all been fascinating features in the market. But if you do cast your net wider to European equities, then the challenge is that it's genuinely difficult to find much to get excited about. And in all this noise, there have still been some great stories on the JSE. In this Ghost Rap, I'll be looking at companies that have returned at least 20% year to date, a genuinely great performance, and in several cases, as I'll highlight here, the returns are much higher. Welcome to the Winners Club. This is not necessarily an exhaustive list, but these are some of the names that I think have been really interesting this year, as we're now at the halfway mark. First up, the Goldies. Not much to discuss here really that you haven't heard before, other than to just remind you that gold has continued a fabulous run. In a world that is worried about inflation and conflict, along with a weakening dollar, gold has been your friend. That means that names like Goldfields, Harmony Gold, Anglo Gold, and others have all had a great time this year. If you've been in gold, you've been smiling. You have been firmly in the winners club. And the good news is that these companies are just printing cash at the moment, paying down debt where they have any, and coming out with much stronger balance sheets as a result. Who knows how long this particular strength will continue for, but gold does have a very long track record of gently ticking up, and that's good news for investors. We now get to the Platts, where there's a specific theme that links all of them together and explains a bunch of names being in this illustrious winners club, and that of course is the platinum price. Platinum futures have gone ballistic, with a 44% climb year to date in US dollar terms in platinum as the obvious one to focus on in the PGM basket, and most of that return has happened quite recently. I've seen a bunch of explanations and theories for this, but it really comes down to the same thing every time with these commodities: supply and demand dynamics. PGMs have been horrible for a long time, which means that limited additional supply has come on stream. All you then need is some kind of demand boost, and suddenly those prices jump. There are also technical arguments being made about punters looking beyond just gold for inflation hedges, like silver and platinum as natural landing points here. There are also references being made to jewelry demand, which I think makes more sense because gold prices have gone so high that platinum becomes an interesting alternative in that space, albeit in a different color. Whatever the reason, names like Impala Platinum, Northern Platinum, and Sibanye-Stillwater are finally doing well, and of course Sibanye benefits from gold as well. If this carries on, my Sibanye position might even dig itself out of a hole. I can only dream. The third category to touch on is the telcos, and this is the last broad category that I want to focus on, proving once again that if you just pick the right sector, you don't always have to pick the perfect stock to get really strong returns. In telcos, which by the way has generally been a very difficult place to make sustainable returns, Things have been so good that the board of MTN Zakhele Futhi, the BEE scheme linked to MTN shares, chose to unwind their scheme, i.e. deliver returns to investors just several months after the scheme had to be restructured and extended just to avoid maturity underwater or close to underwater. That's how strong and significant the rally has been this year. MTN is up 42% year-to-date at time of recording, of course. Vodacom has done 33%, and those who picked the riskier names have done even better, like Telkom, up 50%, and Blue Label Telecoms as the clear winner, up a whopping 150%, thanks to the market's ongoing love affair with the Sell C strategy. Now, the reasons for the performance in the sector do vary. Telkom has been a turnaround story, as has Blue Label, if we are being honest. Vodacom and MTN both offer broader exposure to both South Africa and other regions in Africa, with a generally weaker dollar giving some breathing room to many of those economies. Again, the macroeconomics have played a big role here. What you've hopefully taken from this thus far is that you simply cannot ignore geopolitics and macroeconomics in your portfolio. You didn't have to make heroic picks in gold or platinum or even telcos. You could have done very well just owning a couple of names in one, two, or if you're really lucky, all three sectors. I had exposure to two out of those three sectors, thankfully, being a Pan-African resources position that I tactically took earlier this year, and of course that's exposure to gold. And then I am a long-suffering Sibanye-Stillwater shareholder, which is gold and platinum. And as I said, that is finally getting to the point where I'm starting to think that it may even get its head above water versus my average in price. Among the three names I'm going to finish off with, I also hold two, Prosus and WeBuyCars. We can lump Naspers in with Prosus, of course, but it doesn't count as a third name. It's really just the same thing. So the third name is actually OUTsurance, a solid player this year that I do not have exposure to at this time. Let's do Naspers Prosus. The company just held a capital markets day in which they set out their strategy based on building regional ecosystems that have the ability to go and use centralized AI models using data inputs from multiple apps. At an extreme, they think that user behavior on an app in, say, Latin America might teach them something useful for an app in, for example, Eastern Europe. Look, the jury is out on this, and I think there might be some AI benefits to come, but perhaps not to the extent that AI evangelists would have us all believe. But where I am very bullish is on three other points. The first is growth ex the US in this environment, i.e. in regions outside of America. The second is adoption of e-commerce and platforms in general by consumers. And the third is the leadership style and approach of Naspers Prosus CEO Fabrizio Bluisi. So far, so good. That belief is working out very well for me. WeBuyCars is another favorite of mine, up 31% year to date. With so much noise and disruption in the automotive sector, this remains my favorite overall play. They don't represent new car brands in South Africa. Instead, they focus on providing the most efficient way to churn the existing base of used cars in our country. I must say, though, I did see some concerning headlines recently about how they might consider selling new cars in time to come. I must say that would probably be the trigger for me to sell my position or at least trim it. I sincerely hope that they stick to their knitting and don't get tempted into less lucrative business models. A big part of that share price's success has been that they have not been anywhere near new car sales. And finally, OUTsurance. This is one of the very few South African success stories in Australia, by the way, mainly because they built that business from the ground up rather than acquired it for a silly number. OUTsurance is a company that simply just gets on with it. The interims were released in March, and the next major financial release will be for the year ended June, which will come out by September. Now, diluted headline earnings per share was up 46.1% in the interim period, so I would not be surprised to see a trading statement soon, which would be triggered by an expected move of at least 20% in the full year numbers. Naturally, the complete lack of a trading statement would mean that they had a disastrous second half of the year, but there's no obvious reason why that would have been the case, so I think we will see a trading statement in the next couple of months. But it is worth remembering that short-term insurance is all about shifting risk from the customer to the underwriter, so one must always remember the risk of major loss events. And this can sometimes be something like the weather. That concludes this episode of Ghostwrap. The Winners Club has delivered some strong returns for the first half of the year. Of course, the big question is whether these winners can keep on delivering in the second half of the year and whether new winners can emerge. The markets certainly do keep things interesting. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Rap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.